我现在邀请我们的这个崔毅大哥给我们分享他的见证。他是在非洲的肯尼亚成长起来的新主的一个弟兄。我们看到这个我们所信的这位基督不是只有中国人的基督，也不是只有美国人的基督，而是所有的全世界相信他的人都可以得到这个救恩的啊，这样的一位上帝。我们邀请 Kennedy. Now, we invite Kennedy to share his testimony to us.
I'm from China.
中国来的。
And when I was young, my father called me China. That was my nickname.
他小的时候，他爸爸把他叫中国，这也是他的小名。
So I'm very happy. I'm Kennedy China Malaysia.
他特别高兴，他的那个全名是肯尼迪中国马来西亚。
So it's very special to be here with you. And you guys look good. Yeah. My testimony. I want to tell you, I grew up playing soccer.And I grew up in the capital city of Kenya. Nairobi. And I have a brother and two sisters. And my father and mother. And they are all in Kenya.
In Kenya.
Okay, Kenya is Africa. I want to know how many here in this room have been to Kenya. So I have not been to China, and you have not been in Kenya.So two nations meet together today.
他说他从来没有去过中国，你们也从来没有去过肯尼亚，但是今天这两个民族的人在这里见面。
Very special.
很特别。
Very special. So, I know Joshua and Selena from when we go to school.
他就是我们同学嘛，我们一起上学的时候就彼此认识。
And it's very special to know this couple. Joshua always prays. Very encouraging, he and Selena. So I see you, it's a blessing to know these two.And so I thank you for letting me come today and being with you. And being with you. Okay, thank you very much. Well, my testimony, I grew up going to church every Sunday. And when I went to church, I saw very strange things. There was one class when I was, I think, 10 years old. I will never forget when I saw my teacher dancing.
他永远都不会忘记他的主日学的老师在那里跳舞。
He was 300 pounds.
在那里跳舞。And
he was on the front, okay? He was in the front.
他就是在前面，在大家面前在那里跳舞。
And they were singing a song about Jesus.
他们在唱一首关于耶稣的歌。
And he was up there going and dancing. and he's 300 pounds.
300磅重的一个老师在那里很轻松的扭来扭去。
Very joyful.
非常的快乐。
And he had a bed. There's another one, heavy boy.
就是他还就气喘吁吁的。
And he was singing about Jesus.
他们就在那里唱一个关于耶稣的歌。
So I never forget.
他永远都不会忘记。
Well, along the way, my sister came to know Jesus.
后来慢慢我的妹妹就，两个姐姐。
Older sister.
OK, 她的姐姐就开始认识耶稣。
And I remember my sister had many Christian friends.
她的姐姐当时有很多的基督徒的朋友。
How many of you have brothers and sisters?
谁有弟兄姐妹家里面兄弟姐妹啊，听说说过，听说说过。
Okay, well, we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是我们在基督里有许多的兄弟姐妹。
And when my sister came to know Jesus, she came to invite me to go to church.
当我的姐姐认识耶稣之后，她开始邀请我去。And so I was
a soccer player, as I told you. And so when I went with the group for the picnic, I would look at everyone. And then I would choose who I'm going to hang out with. And I remember, one time there was a young man. He was dressed not a stylish way, like how I thought dressing good looks like. To me, I put him aside.
他有一次就看到一个年轻的男子，就是穿的很奇怪，不是他印象中的那种该穿的，就比较得体的样子，所以他自动就把这个人，边缘化的放在一边。So
we played soccer, we played different games, we had lunch, but I did not talk to him. I just wanted to talk to people who looked good.
所以他们一起基督徒一起吃过饭，一起给人，但是他们也聊过天，但是他心里边不把这个人放在，就是不认同他，就是他只愿意和那些穿的比较看起来不错的人去交往。
And so at the end, what happened? That man that I put aside. The youth group leader stood up and said, "All right, now we're going to have the word of God, and the pastor who is going to teach us today is Moni."
结果就是这个他不放在心上的一个人，结果有一天他的主持的老师说，今天来教我们主持的就是这个。
And so the man that I was putting aside stood up, and he had a small Bible, and he stood in front of us, and for 10 minutes. He read from a book, and he looked. It was beautiful. And what he was teaching from the book was very powerful, and it touched my life. And I went. I do not have what he has.
所以就是这个人呢，他开始站起来，站在大家面前，他就开始打开一本很小的圣经。 他读了这个圣经差不多读了十分钟的样子，但是他就被这个他所读的内容的那个美和吸引，他发现他读的这个内容，他是他没有的，所以他开始就这些话，圣经上的这些话开始触摸到他的内心。He
had love. He had love.
所以他觉得这个站在他面前这个人，他有爱。
And I was thinking about it. When I went home, I knew I should not look at people and put them aside, because at the end, he had love. I my eyes were opened to see differently than how the world expects us to see people, where we say, oh, we are going to choose this person, and we are not going to choose these people, you know? And so that is how that message affected me that day.
所以他就回去看到回到家，然后跪在地上，他就开始承认自己过去把一些人认为他们不错，然后把一些人放在一边，基于这样的判断是不对的。这个人他看起来是怎么样的人，但是他有一种爱，是他没有的，所以他就面对这样的。Okay.
And I know you guys have been preaching for a long time, so can you stand up for a second?
所以他知道大家都已经坐了很久了，所以站起来。Okay,
alright, I have five minutes to finish. So let's stretch for a second.
还有五分钟结束。Everyone,
let's stretch.
每个人都可以伸伸懒腰，伸伸胳膊。And then here, down, here, down,
and we say China.
China.
Oh, do it, China. For China and for Kenya. And then sit down. Okay, so 5 minutes are done.
Okay,
so when you look at when I went to my mother's house, my parents' house, and one day I was in my room. And I knew I needed to be born again. And I did not know what being born again means. I knew I needed to talk to my sister, who was a Christian. And when I talked to her, she was a Christian for 2 years. She told me to call the youth group leader. So this was on Wednesday, and I waited until Sunday. So I called him and I told him, I want to talk to you. And we set to talk on Sunday.
就他的内容是周三，他等不及到周日，所以他就给他打电话，然后他们就约定了说周日来聊一聊。So
for 3 days I was thinking of what does it mean to be born again.
所以3天的时间，他一直在想重生到底是什么意思。All
I knew, I wanted to give my life to Jesus.
他唯一知道的就是他想把他的生命交给主。But
I did not know how. So when I, on Sunday came, I went and talked to him. And he was very happy. And I told him I wanted to receive Jesus. And he told me the message of Jesus, what Jesus did. And on that day, a Sunday afternoon, a class like this. Everyone had gone home. And he told me about the message of Jesus, and we prayed together for me to receive Christ.
所以这个人，这个领袖，他就告诉了天主关于耶稣的信息，然后之后他们一起祷告，然后做了接受耶稣的祷告。So
to me, I thought for the 3 days I was waiting to talk to him, I thought I needed to go to a mountain and do something to be saved. But receiving Jesus is realizing our sin and turning away from our sin and receiving the gift of salvation, where our sins are forgiven forever and ever to receive Jesus.
就他过去那三天，他以为接受耶稣一定要做一些很惊天动地的事情，比方说去一个山上啊，然后要做什么什么事啊。但是没想到他在这里坐在教室里面接受耶稣的时候，他知道其实接受耶稣就是要承认自己的罪，然后把罪交给耶稣，因为耶稣赦免我们的罪，直到永远永远。
So I was born again.
所以那一天他就重生了。
And praise God. And so I want to show you the heart of Jesus. Jesus is not like the world. In other words, in this culture we live in, people go by talent. Talent.
对，他想告诉大家，让大家明白耶稣的心。耶稣不是像我们这个世界，不像我们所处的这个文化，因为这个文化就是看你怎么怎么样，就是来看你有什么才能，有什么。
So, have you seen the American Idol?
嗯，他看那个美国偶像。
Have you guys seen?
大家有没有看那个？就是一个选秀节目，对吧
？American Idol is a program where they just choose best singers.
它就是有点像星光大道一样，就是在全美国来选唱歌唱最好的人。
It shows us about the culture. The culture just wants us to choose what's best.
我们这个文化就是要来选那个最优秀的、最好的。
But the heart of Jesus is different.
但是耶稣的心是不一样的。
He says this in 1 Corinthians.Chapter 1, verse 26 through chapter 2, verse 5.
在那个哥林多前书第一章的 chapter
1, verse 26.
从二十六节到
chapter 2,
到第二章的
verse 5.
第五节。
We start from verse 25, chapter 1.
因神的愚拙中与人智慧，神的软弱中与人强壮，弟兄们来，可见你们能招的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多，神却拣选了世上愚蠢的，叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧，神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在耶稣基督里，是本乎神，神又使他们成为我们的圣徒、公义、圣洁、救赎。如今上的字句，夸口的当主的主夸口。
Chapter 2, verse 1. 2, verse 1, 2, verse 1.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，直到耶稣基督并他定十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕，又生战科。我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和神的大能，叫你的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
所以这一段大概意思就是说，神拣选的是那些丑的、笨的、软弱的，然后被人看不起的，就是神的那个天使和世界的不一样。
My last one，
最后的一句话就是。
Jesus does not choose as the world. Jesus does not just choose the best.
耶稣选的不是像这个世界一样去选一个最优秀的。
Or the talented.
或者是那有才华的。
Jesus chooses you and I to be his children. As we are.
耶稣按照 按照我们的本相来选择像你和我这样的人来成为他的儿女，不是按照世界标准，是按照我们本来有的样子来接受我们。
God's wisdom is better than man's wisdom. So let us choose the wisdom of God. Thank you.